somebody like you who is freaked out anytime you get a hangnail, or, you know, you have an ache in your finger that you're going to die.
Okay, I can't believe you're saying this because I had a fever of 99.3 today and I was sure I had COVID all day.
Did you really?
I've been Googling early COVID symptoms and I've been like taking Advil. Every time my temperature goes up to 99.3, I'm like, it's COVID.
So you are one of these people.
Yeah, it's called a hypochondriac, and I wear it proudly.
Okay, so are you still worried that you have COVID now?
Yeah, I'm going to take my temperature while he's
Okay, here we go. Drum roll, please.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
What is it? What is it?
99.7.
That's not good. Wait, let me take it again. I got to take it again. Let's see.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Okay, wait, now it says.
Now it says 97.8. You have COVID.
90. No, now it says 97.8. That's less than, 98.6 is normal.
You're going to have to stick something in your rectum to get an accurate.
This digital one's, okay, now look at my digital. Now it's 99.6.
You have COVID.
I'll do it again.
You can't keep doing it.
99.4. Uh-oh, it's getting worse.
No, it's actually going down.
No. Well, it was 99.7, then it was 98.6, then it was 97. It's
when do you start to worry? When it gets what, 100?
Now it's 99.2. I got to go take some more Advil.
It's going down. Advil's not going to kill corona. If the shots came out tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the cure came out tomorrow and they said, okay, we're taking, you know, little girls that live in Manhattan.
Yeah.
For the first, would you go get it?
Of course, immediately.
So you would be the first one to go out and get it?
Yeah, it's perfectly safe.
Okay. Just wondering.
It's perfectly safe. I just, you know, you got to just prepare because for some people, you get the first shot and you get sick. Like you get like a little fever and, you know, you feel like crap.
Like 99.7?
Yeah, but just know that, like, it's just a reaction to the shot and that you'll be fine. You just got to, like, kind of ride through the first 24 to 48 hours after you've taken the shot. And then you wait 30 days and you go get the second shot and it's apparently not as bad.
Is it like the new iPhone? Should you wait to see what problems it has before you get the shot, or do you?
No,
just
they already
go out
did that.
It?
That was all. That was all that testing that they did. That was the whole thing. That's how we know what the symptoms are and what happens. Some people, it's just nothing. Some people, it's like getting a flu shot.
Mm. But now the people are starting to come out of the woodwork and put up signs that say it's mind control. It's this. It's that.
That's the crazy people. Don't listen. That's a very small percentage. Most people are excited to get the shot and they want to get the shot. In fact, the governor that everybody hates in Florida actually came out and said that he's very excited to not only get the shot, but to make sure that Floridians get the shot. Because there's a lot of old people down there that need that shot or those shots.
But the Illuminati is putting it out. And
it's not true.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's a medical community. They're putting it out. There are 15 different companies around the world that have this vaccination. Some other countries have already started their vaccinations. We're a little bit behind, frankly. But we're going to get started probably in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Right now, your boyfriend has aluminum foil on his head. So would he get it the same day you do?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point. If we can't get it together, there's no point. We both have to go get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if he's fine with it, I think everybody should be fine.
Right.
So yeah, take your temperature again. I want to see if you're
okay.
You need to go to the ER. Yeah. Here we go. I've never seen a thermometer like this in my life.
What is it?
It's a digital thermometer.
You just stick it to your head.
Yeah.
99.6.
99.6. Oh, yeah. You page up and get your name. So see, it says Cooper.
Why do you have your name in it?
Because it takes. So I'll tell you in 1 second. So now I do my temperature.
What is it?
And see, okay, so it says 99.6, but there's a little green light next to it.
Right.
You see?
What's that mean?
That means that it's fine. So the way it works is it has. This is the thermometer I've been using since the beginning of COVID. It's a digital thermometer. It's terrific. It's by Nokia. This thing's amazing. So it's been taking all of my temperatures for the past, you know, since March. So it has an idea of what my normal temperature is. So when you go to your name and you take your temperature and it says 99.6, it'll give you either green, yellow, or red. Green means you're fine. 99.6 for you is not a big deal. Yellow means, you might have a little fever. And red means mayday.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me 99.6, but green. So obviously it's not concerned, even though I am freaking out. And I'm going to go take like 4 Advil.
So
right
if
now.
It hits 100, then it's going to be yellow?
Well, no, it has to hit 100. I think 100.5 is where it starts to worry for you, for an adult. But yeah, it might say yellow, and then in which case, you know, that's and you need to do something about that.
I think you need to get your doctor on the phone ASAP.
Oh, I'm getting a COVID test tomorrow. I'm not even joking. I've already made my appointment.
Really? Even though you just had one?
Well, no, I had one a week ago.
Okay. You've left the house twice since then.
I could have gotten COVID between then and now. You don't know.